everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
It's time to bale hay, and there's no faster way to get it out of the field than with GoBob's patented Big Hoss Dual Hydraulic Hay Spear. Half the trips, half the fuel, half the time is required. Each Big Hoss Dual Hydraulic Spear is precision built with heavy 3/8 inch wall square tubing and a powder coated finish to last 4 years. With the Big Hoss Dual Hydraulic Hay Spear, there's no slowing down when picking up bales or setting them out for feeding. No more damage to netting or twine sliding from one bale while trying to pick up another. For a limited time, every Big Hoss Dual Hydraulic Hay Spear comes with a famous GoBob Hay Conserver Feeder at no cost. That's a $700 bonus when you buy a Big Hoss Dual Hydraulic Hay Spear. That means for a limited time, you get a free GoBob Hay Conserver Feeder with your Big Hoss Dual Hydraulic Hay Spear. Better hurry, call GoBob Pipe and Steel today or go online to GoBobPipe.com. That's GoBobPipe.com.
Moderate to strong gains developing through the livestock markets today with traders focused on pressure in live cattle and lean hog trade, which were each posting triple-digit losses in nearby contracts. The lack of support in futures contracts as well as uncertainty in meat values during the morning has caused concern across the entire complex. Corn prices, meanwhile, were higher in light trade today. July corn futures about a cent higher. Stock markets were lower in light trade. The Dow Jones is 27 points higher, NASDAQ down 50 points. In live cattle, moderate to sharp pressure redeveloped across the futures complex as front-month June contracts leading the complex lower with $1.90 per hundredweight loss. This move lower has offset early market gains that moved into the complex. Other nearby contracts, though, holding narrow losses of 20 to 40 cent losses in light trade as traders continue to focus on potential cash market activity throughout the end of the week, despite previous market weakness in the futures trade. In feeder cattle, moves throughout the complex have been choppy through the entire complex. Early wide market shifts have added moderate volatility, but has so far been muted compared to the aggressive moves earlier this week. Narrow losses were seen at midday as light volume seemed to be adding to a calmness in the market, with nearby futures trading 17 to 40 cents per hundredweight lower. Meanwhile, grain futures were lower across the board today, with spring wheat futures feeling the most pain. Pressure also came from the bearish tone in outside markets. Meanwhile, corn prices posted modest gains after an attempt to rally overnight ran out of gas into the start of trading in Europe. Soybeans were lower, sending July futures below support. Lack of a weather threat and rising estimates, though, of South American production appeared to be weighing on the market. And finally, wheat prices were lower, dragged down by renewed selling in Minneapolis overnight. Spring wheat futures on Wednesday, though, could not hold an overbought surge throughout their next chart objective, pulling back on the close. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network.